Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning, Mike Dorer with you on the Up, Up, and Awake show. And joining me in the studio this morning, my buddy Michael Gutierrez with the Flickinger Center. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Well, I tell you what, glad to have you here. And let's talk chocolate and tango.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're looking for a great date night this coming up? February 11th, we got the thing for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No about a doubt about that. Let's see. It is Camarada's Tango Obsession. Now, if you've already bought a ticket, you're going to get a chance to get tango lessons?
Yes, we have a very limited sign-ups. You got to call and sign up with us.
Oh, okay.
But everybody's ticket gets free chocolate.
Okay, everybody's ticket gets free chocolate
Free chocolate comes with the purchase of your ticket, and everybody's eligible for the tango lessons. We're taking the first 15 couples.
Wow.
So we have a few sign-ups. So if you want to get signed up, give us a call today over at 437-2202.
There you go. Do that, folks. I'm not going to because I'm old and my back hurts. So,
but no. It's a really neat setup. On the stage left, we're going to have the musicians. Stage right, we're going to have two dancers doing the traditional dances.
Oh, wow.
So that's you get to see music and dance. It's going to be a really neat multimedia show.
While you're chewing on chocolate.
While you're chewing on chocolate, yes. Yeah.
Who's behind providing the chocolate this year?
The Alamogordo Flower Company. Uh-huh. They have the candy store inside the Alamogordo Flower Company, and they're providing all the chocolate, which is amazing.
They've done it for a few years for you.
Yes, they did a great job last year. Yeah. We had a Gerardo Perez last year.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic guitar player.
Yeah.
And we're really excited for this year.
Now, people are actually going to be allowed to bring the chocolate into the show and watch it while they're chewing on their chocolate. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Throw it in your popcorn bucket.
And then we clean the seats later.
Yeah, our cleaning lady doesn't. It's not her favorite day. But it's such a blast. The chocolate buffet is such a good time.
Oh, I tell you what. That's coming up February 11th, folks. Get those tickets at FlickingerCenter.com. And while you're there, because I think they can get these tickets at FlickingerCenter.com. Play Me the Music of Neil Diamond on February 18th, just 7 days later, sponsored by Gerald Champion Regional Medical Center. Who's the cover artist?
His name is Chris Wagner. He's out of Las Cruces, fantastic Neil Diamond tribute guy. He's been doing it for years.
Yeah.
So it's kind of his little side gig. He does it every once in a while, gets out, and everybody's really excited to have him back.
Yeah, and I tell you what, how much are those tickets?
They start at 15 and go to 35.
15 to 35. Folks, you don't want to miss this. I've actually seen this guy. He's pretty energetic. He puts on a great show. Mimics Neil Diamond very, very well.
Oh, yeah. That's what you want out of a great tribute.
Yeah. No doubt about it. They had one a couple of years ago, about 5 or 6 years ago, up at the other theater up at Alto. And we were up there and got a CD. And I tell you, I'm playing Neil Diamond and him. And I can't tell the difference between them. And that guy was out of California, but he was a short guy. So Neil Diamond's not a short guy. He's kind of taller, you know, so, and chubby. You know, Neil Diamond, but anyway, he did a great job, you know, so. But this guy here, I've said, because he looked familiar, I've seen him, does a fantastic job voice-wise, inflection-wise, and mimic.
Oh, yeah. We're
going to have actions.
Band as well.
And the full band as well.
Yeah.
He's got the orchestra behind him as well.
Well, not the full orchestra, but yeah, his. I think it's a 9-piece or something, like 8 or 9-piece.
That's close enough.
Yeah.
That's close enough. Got strings, horns, and guitars, and piano.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so close enough.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I wonder if he's going to do B or Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
It might.
Wow.
I have to see if I can't get his set list a little early.
Yeah.
Sneak peek.
No kidding, because I tell you what, that is two of my favorite songs by Neil Diamond.
Oh, yeah.
Are those, you know. So, and then Cracklin' Rosie and Sweet Caroline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, dun, dun, dun. Everybody loves that one, so.
And just because we're not busy enough.
Yeah.
a few days before that, we had a renter book. They're bringing a Circus on Ice.
Really?
We got a kid's show coming on February 15th.
Am I going to get a flyer on that or something?
She just booked with us 2 days ago. They're touring through Texas, so they were trying to find a little leg through.
Bro, get me something.
Yes, I'm going to get you something on
that. Yeah,
so. I'm really... she called out of the blue. They were in, I think, Lubbock, Texas or something.
Yeah.
So she called to rent the theater, and they're self-contained, but it's like a traveling circus from Las Vegas, and they bring synthetic ice, which is really neat.
Wow.
So cool. That's why I told people, I was like, I think people will come just to see how we do the ice on the stage.
Yeah, no kidding. So February 11th, we got Camarada's Tango Obsession. And then on what day?
February 15th on Wednesday, we have two showings of Circus on Ice.
And then on February 18th, Play Me, the Music of Neil Diamond
at
7 p.m.
Going to be a busy month.
Yeah. Hey, that's going to be a busy week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Crazy, man. I mean, you guys are going to start off Saturday and wrap it up on the following Saturday with 1, 2, 3 shows. Wow.
Yes, sir.
You know, as far as my point of view, it's good not to be you.
And only a week after the Neil Diamond show, we have the fantastic jazz group from San Diego called LP and the Vinyl coming.
Yeah, on March 1st.
Yes. Super excited about them. They're one that I'm personally excited about.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. That's going to be a good one. And then March 31st. Get a little break in there, March 31st.
Oh, there's no break in there.
No, there's no break
in there. We got Grease by Alamogordo Music Theater.
Oh, Lord.
And the Thrive Benefit Concert featuring Ricochet.
Oh, that's right.
We are busy at the Flickinger.
Yeah, March 25th. Man, yeah.
Lots of stuff coming
up. I got the deal on the Ricochet. I need the deal on the... What's the other one?
Alamogordo Music Theater is doing Grease.
Grease. Yeah, we need something on Grease.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a Netflix show coming out about the same time called The Ladies in Pink. So I think there's going to be a lot of Grease fever around that time.
Oh, man. No doubt about that. And then April 11th, State Street Ballet, The Jungle Book.
We're really excited to finally have
them. They're going to have Blue the Bear going up against a tree. The Bear Necessities. Oh, man, that's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lots of excitement for that one.
Man, no doubt about that. I tell you what, great shows coming up. Shows added in coming up. And it's going to be fantastic. So.
We're adding stuff through the summer, too. We added we have a lot of renters coming through for whatever reason.
Oh, wow.
Wanting to rent the theater. And Whitney Houston tributes coming through in the middle of the summer.
Wow, no kidding.
So we're finalizing details on that. We'll get some stuff out on that. But another guy traveling through. I guess we're just a good link up. They found us.
Good stop, yeah, no doubt about it. How about Summer Tailgate Series? Are we moving on that this year?
I think we're going to put a pause on that this year.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, it's kind of been a kind of bust.
Yeah.
Kind of been losing a little bit of money for us.
Okay.
And there's a lot of city events now, a lot of county events, a lot of stuff going on. And we want to keep the momentum going down at the theater. So I think we're going to try and... So we have our Heritage Festival that's going to become an annual event.
Right. That's a good one.
So that's going to be our end of the summer. We're still cooking up a beginning of the summer event down on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Still in the works. But we want to do some bigger stuff in the summer and keep people there at the theater. So we got some tribute acts for the summer, some fun stuff.
Good.
Like the Whitney Houston tribute.
Yeah.
And then like last year, our Heritage Festival was a huge success.
Yeah.
Like for an inaugural event, it was fantastic.
Hey, I got an idea of a good band for you for either one of those festivals or to fill in between time in the on the stage at Flickinger Center. They're called Rosewater Blues.
Oh.
I give you a plug there. So,
who are those guys?
Yeah, who are those guys? No. So, Michael Gutierrez and some other guys. So, but wow. So the Heritage Festival, that's usually towards the end of summer.
Yes, in September. It's going to be the third week of September.
Oh, that's always a fun festival.
Or August. Sorry, I'm sorry. August.
In August, yeah. So, but great things. Great things.
Yes, and Children's Music Theater is doing. They just did first night of auditions for Lion King coming up in May. There's a Thursday night. There's still one more night if you didn't get down there to audition.
Okay. How are those auditions going? Have you been around for them?
Oh, yeah. I'm on their committee, so I get to...
Oh, look out.
Oh, there was 33 kids came out last night, and
wow,
all of them were good. This is going to be a tough pick, and we're expecting probably more on Thursday night. So
there's going to be some adults in this too, right? Or is it all kids?
It's all kids.
All kids.
Oh yeah.
So
7 to 17 is the age group.
Somebody's going to do Simba's dad with that big deep voice.
Well, we had our sound guy Kelly was Smog in their play last time, but he did it from the sound booth, so he really wasn't on stage.
Okay.
So he might do something like that or something. But cool. As far as I know, there's it's all kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's going to be fantastic. And when's that one going to perform?
That one is going to be in May.
In May.
Yes, it's going to be the end or May 5th, 6th, and 7th, and the 12th and 13th. Yes.
All right. Sounds good. Boy, I tell you what, February's going to be knocking, man.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, that's going to be nuts. Yeah, and then April and then May, and here we go off with the new festival, and then...
Oh, yeah.
And then
Patrons Hall is just as busy. We have a new Patrons Hall manager, Keith Kaplan. He's taken over there and done a great job.
Well, so what's going on with Patrons Hall now? Still just a rental facility?
Yes, but it's hopping as a rental facility. It's priced really great. And the space you get, there's it's hard to beat that amount of space.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We've done a little bit of everything. We've done weddings. We've done baby showers. We've done class reunions.
Mm-hmm.
Just little banquets. People just do meetings there. We've done a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Class reunions. Now, not knocking the place, but back in Kansas when I have a class reunion, we have to rent a civic center, and a hotel with a great big ballroom, because we've got like 350 kids in our class plus their spouses. So we bring about anywhere from 500 to 700 people to a class reunion back home. Now, nothing against your place. You couldn't handle my class reunion, but you could handle most of the class reunions around here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and especially the older years, because quite frankly, I don't think my class reunion is going to be that big. Some of us have kicked the bucket.
Ooh.
So, but, I'm talking about 52 years now. Ooh. So since graduation. But, it's a great facility.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys have everything down there. You've got the seating, you've got the tables, tablecloths. You've got, if you need it, you've got the refreshment center. What a great place to have a meeting, class reunion, wedding.
Oh, yeah.
A baby shower, anniversary party,
mm-hmm.
all kinds of stuff down there. So,
yeah, it's a real great multi-use place.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've used it and we're still coming up with new ideas all the time. That's what I said. Our new Patrons Hall manager is really taking off with it. He's, it's been great for us.
So now that I've kind of knocked a little bit with the bragging about size of my class, what does Patron Hall hold?
It holds comfortably you can get about 100 in there.
About 100 in there, so. Yeah, cool. So
we fit more in there for like little receptions,
mm-hmm.
Like little standing receptions, but to seat people.
Oh, to seat people and stuff. So, it's a great facility. And it is a great facility. You guys have it decorated well. It's great, modern inside it. It's just a great facility.
And right now we have
handicap accessible as well. Yes.
And right now we have a bunch of stuff from Tularosa Basin Historical Society in there.
Oh wow!
So we have some of their artifacts in there, and we have a photo series from G.E. Miller. He was the traveling photographer here in the 20s.
Wow.
And, from probably the 1900s to the 1920s, there's pictures from that range.
Wow.
And it's really neat.
Showing old Alamogordo and
Mayhill, this whole little area.
Wow. Yeah,
Cloudcroft.
I got to come down there just to browse through that.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool, huh?
Oh, yeah. And we're always trying to find new things to put in there. So
if you
have some new ideas.
Now, if someone wants to rent Patrons Hall, how do they do it?
Give us a call and we'll put you in touch with Keith. And then he'll follow up and figure out what you need, what your needs are. If you need tables, tablecloths, he'll take care of you.
Right. Now, is the the ice cream and the other beverages that you have there, is that available for when someone rents the facility?
We have the kitchen space available for them, but we don't keep ice cream on hand anymore or anything like that.
Oh, you don't.
I wish I'd eat it all.
that was good ice cream, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It was more like gelato. Oh, yeah. That's what I thought it was. Yeah. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's so disappointing. But no, it's not. But also, you guys, are you still going to be doing open mic nights and stuff like that in some entertainment inside Patrons Hall?
We want weekends? To get something going this summer. Like I said, we want to keep the momentum around the theater.
Yeah.
Because I think, it's really hard to mess with a tradition like the tailgate.
Yeah.
You know, it's happened for so many years, but it's getting more, dangerous to have events outside. What I mean? And so I think a lot of it is just safety. We want to keep everybody safe.
Yeah.
And like I said, don't want to lose that momentum down there at the theater. So.
Oh, absolutely. Just to give you an idea, and maybe I'm just way out, I could see in front of that theater a stage down on one end and a stage down on the other end with a battle of the bands.
We're on the same wavelength.
Well, okay, good.
I've been picking a couple people's brains about doing a battle of the bands.
Yeah.
Like I said, I play in a local band. I know a lot of other great local bands here that would just love to come out and do something fun like that.
Back in Kansas years ago, we did a battle of band of local bands and stuff, And we were at one point, they were across the parking lot of our big courthouse there and stuff. Our courthouse square was like 4 square blocks, okay, huge, and a couple of big parking lots. And so we did a battle of bands like that. We put it up. But what happened was we have one guy with a microphone and both speakers, and we would give each band a song to do. And then see who did it best.
Oh, right on.
That's how we did it and stuff, And of course, we were doing this back in the 70s, So one year we had a guy that was on our committee that was big in the music scene out of Nashville and stuff. And so this band shows up against one of our local bands. And this band shows up. And nobody really knew who they were, but boy, they had an elaborate setup, And they loaned some of the stuff to the local band. And so the first song they had to do was One is the Loneliest Number. So they gave it to the local band, they did it, and then they gave it to the second band. And as soon as they started singing, everybody went nuts. He literally brought in Three Dog Night. That was wild. Literally brought in Three Dog Night. So it was crazy. But and then he suckered us one other time. We had a local band that went up against Kansas.
Oh,
so right after they had changed from White Clover to Kansas, and as soon as they set up, I go, "Oh, I know those guys." So I'm staying out of this one. But it was a lot of fun. But an event like that always sparks a lot of interest, brings a lot of people down just for a lot of good time and fun.
Oh yeah.
And you bring in food trucks and brewers, portable breweries for all of this stuff too.
For those big events, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
575 is a big partner with us. And
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the food trucks here in Alamogordo, that huge food truck scene. I don't know where it came from. It blew up.
I know. You got to get Triple Nickel down there.
Oh yeah, we had them for Sons of the Pioneers. They were down there.
Yeah, great barbecue.
Oh yeah,
man, that guy's fantastic.
Sons of the Pioneers loved it. That's what they had for dinner that night.
Yeah, no doubt. So, but just so many things going on, and plus you guys are probably in the process of planning for the next concert series.
I have
premiere
most of
series.
It, I have most of it licked. I got some really good stuff for next season already.
All right. Well, we can't wait to find out what's going on with that.
I have in September a little sneak peek. If you remember the band Exile, I have Exile coming.
Oh,
they have
the actual Exile band.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, they're going to be here in the end of September.
Man, we're bringing in Ricochet, and then Exile.
Yep.
Holy socks. That's going to be a great concert to kick. That's going to kick off the season?
That's going to kick off our season.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And then we have this group called Scrap Art. So it's almost like a taiko show, big drumline show. We have a lot of cool stuff coming. I'm really excited.
Man. Oh, man, this is going to be great. I am so anticipating this year's premiere season coming up, and we're looking forward to it. But one more time, let's recap what's happening in February.
February
is nuts.
Oh, yes, February. Come on down to the Chocolate Buffet, February 11th. It's a great, fantastic musicians, fantastic dancing. It's a great date night, and you get free chocolate.
Camarado Tango.
Yes, Camarada is the name of the group, and they're performing their Tango Obsession.
Yeah.
So really excited about that one. On February 15th, still trying to get some stuff out about it, we have Circus on Ice. So it's going to be a kids show. They're going to do two showings, I believe. And then on February 18th, we have the Neil Diamond tribute.
Yeah.
And we're real excited about that. That's going to be in support of the Flickinger Center.
Yeah.
The hospital very graciously donated to help facilitate this concert, and this is all in support of the Flickinger Center. So.
Wow, fantastic, fantastic. A great, busy February. Now, what's coming up in March?
March, we have LP and the Vinyl, fantastic jazz group.
On March 1st.
Then we have Grease at Alamogordo Music Theater, doing two weekends of Grease. Then right after that, we got Ricochet. Really excited about Ricochet.
Yeah, and then March 31st, Mads Tolles and the Mads Men.
So Mads Tolling is a two-time Grammy Award-winning violin player.
Yeah.
Violin player. Fantastic. Amazing player. Yeah. Probably going to be one of the highlight shows of the year. Kind of a gem. Yeah. But he's doing a tribute to the music of the 60s. So from TV, from film.
Wow.
So everything from the Flintstones to Georgia On My Mind to Mercy Mercy, you know. It's going to be really neat.
It's going to be great. No doubt about that. So FlickingerCenter.com. You can get all the tickets there. And for more information, they want to call. What's the number down there?
437-2202. And come on down to the box office. We'll show you around the theater. And
yeah,
just come chat.
And check out Patrons Hall, a great facility to have an office party, a baby shower, just a high school graduation or reunion.
Oh, yeah.
And just other things. So Patrons Hall Rental is going to be a great place. And what's the name of the manager again?
His name is Keith.
Keith.
Yes.
So get a hold of Keith, by golly. So, Michael, always fun to have you in. Now let's get that Battle of Bands going.
Yes. I'll work on that.
That's going to be fun. I'm sorry I can't get you Three Dog Night of Kansas, but...
We'll try.
So, but you might be able to get... Ricochet against Rosewater Blues.
Okay.
There you go. You'll take them on, right?
I'll try.
He's not afraid of nothing. So, hey, Michael Gutierrez, Flickinger Center for Performing Arts, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You betcha.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.